And we stay in Turkey for our next story. For decades, it was frowned upon in Turkey for Muslim women to wear headscarves. In fact, headscarves were banned in Turkish universities and government jobs until just 5 years ago. But things are changing fast in Turkey. The country is becoming a less secular, more conservative place. And you can see that reflected in the evolving attitudes about the headscarf. Fariba Nawa spoke with two women about this at a university cafe in Istanbul.
Betul and Melis are both psychology students. They asked me not to use their last names. They're also friends, but one wears the headscarf and the other doesn't. Betul began covering up when she was 16 after it became legal in Turkish public schools. But Betul says women with headscarves were still discriminated against. In high school, she had to take off her headscarf for the debate team. And when she wanted to apply to a public university, she had to make a tough decision.
I wanted to go to Istanbul University because my cousin was there, but they wouldn't admit me, and I think it's because I wear the headscarf.
So Betul chose this private university, Aral, where she says no one monitored her clothing. 5 years after Turkey made it legal to wear hijab in public universities and government jobs, Betul says attitudes are changing quickly. Now women like Melis, who don't cover their heads, are the ones being judged.
It used to be that women in headscarves were mistreated, but now it's the opposite. Democracy shouldn't work this way in our country. We have to have empathy for each other.
Betul and Melis say they don't discuss politics or religion because they're such divisive topics, and their political allegiances reveal the polarization in Turkey today. Melis voted for the Secular Republican People's Party in the presidential election last year. Betul voted for the ruling Islamist AKP party. Melis says things definitely feel different to her in the last 5 years. She tells me about something that recently happened to her on the subway.
It was crowded and there were no seats. I was feeling sick and looking pale. A man kept staring at me. He didn't give me his seat, but as soon as a girl my age wearing a headscarf got on, he offered his seat to her. He looked at me and he said to her, "You deserve this seat." I felt worthless.
It's not just dirty looks and name-calling. In September, during the Eid holiday, a man on a bus attacked a nurse, cutting her face. He shouted, "Women who wear shorts must die." But Turkish feminists are quick to respond. Protests broke out immediately after the attack was publicized. Feminists say if they don't raise their voices, the government pays little attention to these attacks. Mela says she's so angry and frustrated, she's thinking of leaving Turkey after she's done with her studies. Maybe to Europe. She doesn't feel like she fits in anymore.
As someone who values my freedoms, I don't think the government protects my rights. And I don't think it will protect the rights of a child that I would raise. I believe we'll become much more conservative. That's why I don't want to stay here.
Betul says she feels more at home in Turkey, even though in a few liberal neighborhoods, it's the women in headscarves who are ridiculed as backward.
But Betul doesn't want to see friends like Melis marginalized.
I don't want to live in a country full of tension either. But if I leave, if she leaves, then only one side ends up getting what they want. I'm not in favor of leaving.
Betul and Melis both say that meeting each other at this university has challenged their preconceptions.
Betul is my first friend with a headscarf. I was someone with a lot of prejudice, and I overcame this with Betul. Then she introduced me to another friend with a headscarf, and we became friends as well. I let go of my judgments.
As for Betul, she says one reason she chose this university was to be among students who think differently from her. She says that's the best way to foster tolerance. She says she'll fight for respect for every woman, not just ones wearing headscarves like her. For the world, Fariba Nawa, Istanbul.